It's City Desk, news and views from City Hall in Biloxi. And now the host of our program, City Desk, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, is Mr. Vincent Creel. Here's Mr. Creel.
Good morning, William Sackett. I'm glad to be here for another edition of the City Desk webcast. We're recording this program on June 9th, Thursday, June 9th, and it's at 10:35 in the morning here at Biloxi City Hall. And David Nichols is meeting with Mayor Gilich, and they are meeting with department heads individually today to go over the pending municipal budget, which will take effect October 1st. They're having their initial meetings right now. But joining us today is Public Affairs Specialist Cecilia Dobbs-Walton. Good morning.
Good morning.
We have a lot of things to talk about, William, and I want to tell you one of the biggest things. If there was a pendulum right now and it was covering the Biloxi Peninsula, it would be leaning very heavily towards East Biloxi right now. Why is that?
Wait a minute now. It would be leaning toward East Biloxi, and folks, you're meeting this. He's being very dramatic, so this has got to be some heavy news here. Go ahead.
It would be tilting, and here's why. First off, it's Thursday right now, June 9th. There are going to be two ribbon-cutting ceremonies here momentarily. One is going to be at 11 o'clock, and I know this is going to be after the fact for most people, but it's so important we want everybody to know about it. There's going to be one down at the Lugger Seafood Restaurant, which is on 8th Street where the Biloxi Boardwalk Marina is. And the second ribbon cutting at 11:30 this morning is going to be at La Bakery, which is right across the CSX Railway on Oak Street. I'm telling you about these. I know you're going to miss them by the time you hear this. But the big news is the Biloxi Bay Chamber of Commerce wanted to make sure everybody knew Oak Street is paved all the way to the bay. So we're bringing attention to these businesses and others on those streets. We want to thank the Chamber for that. So does that sound like it's enough?
I think it's got to be pretty cool, though. Oak Street's already paved. Are you hearing this, folks?
Yes, it's big news. So the other thing, and I'm going to come to Cecilia in a minute, the other thing at 11 o'clock or 12 o'clock this afternoon, at noon, there is going to be a parade of these really beautiful billfish tournament boats. The boats that are here for the annual billfish tournament, they're going to parade at noon from Point Cadet Marina all the way down to the Biloxi Lighthouse. Then they're going to turn south and start fishing for the billfish tournament. That is going to be just a beautiful water parade, and those boats will be here all week for the billfish tournament.
Any steamers?
No steamers. These are all, these are some beautiful boats. You can go down and see them any day down at Point Cadet Marina. So that's the second thing, tilting that pendulum towards Point Cadet and East Biloxi. The third thing was an announcement that we had earlier this week where Foxwoods Casino, that brand, is going to be coming to Biloxi. It's going to be coming right there. It's what they're talking about right now. They've been working with the Chris Farrar, who is the developer and the owner of the Biloxi Boardwalk Marina, a 23-acre site that they're looking to do there with it's going to be a tribal agreement that they're going to have, but it'll be just like any regular casino, except it's the Foxwoods Casino name coming here to Biloxi. They're looking at, I think it was 2017, if I'm not mistaken, on when they were looking to open their doors. And once they get everything moving, this is also going to be a precursor for the new road that we're talking about doing in East Biloxi. It's been talked about for 20 years, the East Biloxi Traffic Loop.
Now explain what that loop is, because that has been bandied around for 20 years.
Well, the loop, if you think about it, three of the four sides are already done. Back Bay Boulevard was put in place years ago. It's being rebuilt now as part of the infrastructure work. Four-lane boulevard. Same thing with Kivett Street. Four-lane boulevard. That's the western side. The northern side is Back Bay Boulevard. The western side is Kivett Street. Mm-hmm. Goes down the Highway 90. Four, eight lanes in some places. And then Pine Street, which is the street immediately to the east of the Harris parking garage. You got Oak Street on one side of the parking garage, and on the other side is Pine Street. Pine Street would be increased to a four-lane boulevard and extended all the way northward to where it would meet with Back Bay Boulevard.
Whoa.
Hence, you have the East Biloxi traffic loop. That part is going to cost $22 million to build that four-lane boulevard down on Pine Street. $22 million. The City of Biloxi has already received a commitment of $5 million from the state of Mississippi. Chris Farrar, who is working on developing the new casino resort on the 23-acre site over there, has committed $7 million to the city of Biloxi. So we're starting to build here a little bit, William. You got the $5 million there, and then you got the $7 million. Then Chris Farrar, on top of the $7 million, is going to donate the right-of-way that will be needed to extend that road northward to meet up with Back Bay Boulevard. Essentially, what the city is going to be looking for is about $12 million, is my understanding, and that is part of one of the presentations that the mayor made in the applications for the restore money. What we believe that this is going to do, it's not going to be about casinos and building roads for casinos. What this is going to be about is moving traffic all over East Biloxi. When you get off the Biloxi Bay Bridge down there that borders between Biloxi and Ocean Springs, you'll have a straight shot, an alternate route that will take you all the way to Interstate 110 back at IP. So you can make that turn there. Same thing for traffic going the other way. That loop is going to help create new businesses throughout East Biloxi. We believe it's going to be infill development. And we have said all along that it's going to be more commercial in East Biloxi. It's going to be more green space. So to review, William, what have we talked about? The two ribbon cuttings that are taking place with the milestone on Oak Street, the Billfish Tournament, which is happening down at Point Cadet. We've also talked about the Foxwoods Casino, as well as we've talked about the new East Biloxi traffic loop. Now do you understand what I mean about if there was a pendulum, it would be leaning towards East Biloxi?
Everything's happening in East Biloxi, and unbelievable. Wow. And you're going to be able to go over the bridge, make a right, go, and then get to I-10. You've got, you will have, it will be more commercial. There will be green space. Wow.
It's
a lot, but it is going to change the whole blush of East Biloxi. I mean, you're talking about zooming into the 21st century.
Now, it's not going to happen overnight, but we're closer today than we've ever been. Now, let's see what's going to move forward with the Foxwoods Resort Casino at Point Biloxi is what the name of it is proposed to be. You can find out all about it on the city's website. Just click on that. Cecilia, I want to take a break for a minute. What do you have going on?
Well, this week we have going on, our summer camps have started. Parks and Recreation has their yearly summer playground and enrichment program, which is open to children 5 to 14. That just began. It goes through July the 29th, so we've had tons of kids participating in that, where they get to go field trips all over, like to the natatorium, to the skating ring, playing bowling. So that was a big news that went on this week.
How about, isn't there a water park they go to?
They do. They go to the Gulf Islands Water Park. Every week they go on a field trip, so it's something to do. I mean, when this program's registration is always in April, there are always lines outside the door of parents wanting to get into this program because kids really enjoy it. Plus, it is one of the lowest.
The cost.
Yeah, the cost is one of the lowest throughout the whole coast for summer camp for kids.
I think we're talking about, what, $35, $40 a week, and that includes lunch somewhere in that area, $30 to $45 a week, somewhere in there. And it's a little bit higher if you do not live in Biloxi. But it's pretty cool the way they set it up to where it's spaced throughout the city.
And how many how many people are coming and utilizing this? It's fantastic.
We have about almost 500 children registered, again, ages 5 through 14. And they are stationed at 7 Biloxi school sites throughout the city of Biloxi. Mm-hmm. And that's where the little campsite is. It's 7 to 3, Monday through Friday, extended care, 3 to 6. And again, registration is always in April of every year. So anybody interested, definitely make sure for next year that you look us up online on our website and get that information so you can be part of that for next year.
It's a hot ticket every year. Ooh. And the beauty of it is that this thing starts at, what, 8 in the morning? 7 in the morning, William, you can pay a one-time fee of like, I don't know, $30 or something, I believe, and it'll go till 6 in the evening. So
for working parents, and of course it is supervised, and it is educational, and they're not just sitting around staring at four walls, they're busy. Did I say that right?
We've never had any kind of incident with this. The student camper ratios, the campered counselor ratio is about 10 to 1, somewhere in that area. So, and it's all regulated by the Mississippi Department of Health. The other thing that happens is the police department does background checks on all of our counselors that are working with the campers, because we want parents to know that we value the trust that they've put in us. Now, that's the granddaddy of them all, the Biloxi Summer Camp, what is it, Summer Playground and Enrichment Program. But is that the only camp? Do we let kids play with fire?
We do. This week, we have our Fire Academy for Kids camp that goes on. This year, it's only 1 week. It's usually 2 weeks. It's only 1 week due to a conference, which I'll tell you about that in a minute. But it is Monday through Friday, 8 to 12, for kids. For kids, and they learn a lot of different things. They go through this, they learn about fire safety, they learn about safety of a lot of different things, such as wearing a seatbelt, how to call 911, to make sure they know their address, to get that information. They also get a lot of fun things. Like yesterday, they were introduced to Andy, which is our police bomb squad robot. They also had demonstrations from AMR, which one kid got completely bandaged up, put on a bed, put in the back of the ambulance. You know, it was really
funny. We know that child loved that, and he was the hit with his friends.
You know, he was. That smile would not come off his face. So that's going on this week. Again, it's usually 2 weeks every year.
Don't they use a fire extinguisher?
Today, actually, you're correct. The kids are actually learning how to use a fire extinguisher and actually put out fires. And this is at the public safety building on the Lopez Cuevas Public Safety Building on Porter Avenue. And they also do a little bit of stuff at the Fire Museum, which is directly across the street.
Let me give you a breather there for a minute. Just so parents will know, for next year, the Biloxi camp goes for ages 5 through 14, and the Fire Academy goes for ages 7 through 12. So you're right there in that audience. The third camp we do has to do with the police department, Biloxi Police Explorers. And what the Biloxi Police Explorers, what do they do?
Well, actually, it begins this Saturday, June the 11th, and it goes for a full week to the following Saturday, June the 18th. It is the Southeastern Law Enforcement Explorers Academy. And, of course, our Biloxi Police Explorers, along with groups from Goshen, Choctaw Nation, Santa Rosa, Florida, Arlington, and Belmont, Texas, and even London, England, will be participating in this seven-day Explorer Camp, in which it just helps men and women learn more about law enforcement for a police and military military environments. Now, this is going to be hosted at Keesler Air Force Base, Harrison County Sheriff's Department, and a couple of the public schools throughout the city.
Mm-hmm. So you see, the reason we're telling parents about all of these camps is so they'll know the opportunities that are here right now, and for parents who already have children in our summer camps, just to give them a little idea, a little background into it. Now, one of the reasons that the Fire Academy is only 1 week is because we're going to have a bunch of chiefs in town.
We are, definitely. Starting next Tuesday, June the 14th. It's Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, June the 14th through the 16th at the IP. The City of Biloxi Fire Department is going to host the 88th Annual Southeastern Association of Fire Chiefs Conference. Now, this is the first time that this conference has been in Biloxi in 30 years. The last time it was here was in 1986. The theme this year is disaster preparedness, so Biloxi made the perfect spot for this conference, of course, because they had firsthand experience after Hurricane Katrina in 2005. Now, this Biloxi Fire Department had to set up everything. First of all, they actually had to go through a two-year process to get this conference here in Biloxi, and they were, of course, awarded that. And then they had to have to do everything. They have to set up the programs, the vendors. They even have to have a Mississippi night, which this year is only for all the fire chiefs that are attending the event, but it'll be on Wednesday, June the 15th. At the Fire Museum from 6 to 10, and it's going to be called A Night at the Museum. It's where they're going to have, of course, activities for the firefighters. They're going to have live music and food. But again, this conference is the 14th through the 16th at the IP, and it includes 10 states, southeastern states, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, Florida, South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, West Virginia, Kentucky, and Tennessee.
Even Tennessee. How about that,
William?
Tennessee too. Wow. So yeah. They're going to be volunteer firefighters. No, they're not. What we're really proud about is we want our residents to know that you're going to be seeing a whole bunch of firefighting vehicles in Biloxi, fire chiefs, et cetera, tooling around our city. So make them feel welcome, because they could have met anywhere in the Southeast and they met here in Biloxi. Speaking of our public safety people, we're running out of time. Tell me about this big event. It's a milestone occasion for an individual, but for the city too. Explain this.
It is on Friday. There's going to be a retirement celebration for our longest serving sworn police officer, which is our assistant chief, Rodney McGilvery. He's retiring this year again after 40 years of service with the city of Biloxi, and he's going to have a retirement celebration at the Civic Center Friday, June the 10th from 6 to 9 p.m. It is open to the public. It's going to be, of course, a lot of law enforcement and officials and citizens will be there to pay, you know, thank you to this officer for all that he has done for the city of Biloxi.
Great guy, and what he did in addition to all the years serving in uniform, he was a state leader in the Special Olympics movement. He did the, you remember, the law enforcement, 25 years he served on the board, and he coordinated for many years the law enforcement torch run, which the Special Olympics torch is carried by law enforcers, and it starts at the northern end of the state. They work their way all the way down the length of the state, and the biggest thing Chief McGilvery was always proud about was it arrived right here in Biloxi at Keesler Air Force Base to right on time to kick off the annual summer games, where we have Olympians, Special Olympians from throughout the state here at Keesler. And this has just been a great guy for the city of Biloxi and for our community. And this is a great time for people to come out.
Yeah, again, it's this Friday, June the 10th, 6 to 9 p.m. at the Biloxi Civic Center off Howard Avenue.
William, the last thing we got to talk about, I'm going to make this 2 seconds. We are making a clean sweep here in Biloxi. The city of Biloxi has contracted with a company called Sweep Masters. They started this past Monday night on Pops Ferry Road. There are 15 thoroughfares that they are going to do once a month. And then a couple of them they're going to do twice a month, the major ones like Pops Ferry and Pass Road. But all of our major thoroughfares, obviously not in East Biloxi at this point, but we're talking about areas all over the city, major thoroughfares. It's not limited to downtown. It's not limited to West Biloxi. We go north of the bay, and let me tell you, we go to Woolmarket.
Which means it expands not only the mayor's beautification efforts, if you remember he did that on Highway 90, but hey, for the people that come to visit our beloved city of Biloxi, they're going to say, hey, this is clean. This is really a wonderful place to be.
The exact words he said was, William, as mayor, I want Biloxi to be safe, friendly, and beautiful. With that, I want to say we're going to close this week's edition of the City Desk webcast. Every one of the things that we've talked about in this program is on our city website. Anything else, Ms. Dobbs?
Nope, just make sure you go to our website, biloxi.ms.us.
You've been listening to City Desk with your host, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. This is William Sackett speaking.